Chapter 7.2 Section Summary.
After their first major battles with the British, the colonists began to look at the conflict in a new way. Thomas Paine wrote a 47-page pamphlet called Common Sense that became popular throughout the colonies. In this pamphlet, Paine argued that countries should be ruled by laws created by elected leaders, not by kings. He also argued that the colonies should break away from Britain. Thomas Paine's ideas convinced many colonists to support independence from Britain. In the summer of 1776, the Continental Congress met to write a document to declare the colonies independence. The writers of this document used philosophies, or ideas, of the Enlightenment. These ideas said that a government was an agreement between the people and their ruler. If the people decided that their ruler or government was unfair, then they had a right to overthrow that government. These ideas became an important part of the document that the Congress signed on July 4, 1776. They called this document the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence turned the conflict between the colonists and the British into a full revolution. Colonists who supported the revolution called themselves patriots. Colonists who thought that it was their duty to stay loyal to Britain called themselves loyalists. Some loyalists left the colonies when the war started because patriots treated them badly. Many family members and friends broke apart after some of them became patriots and others became loyalists. The Declaration of Independence did not mention the rights of women or African Americans. Abigail Adams, a patriot and the wife of statesman John Adams, thought that women should be included in the Declaration. Some African Americans and white men such as Thomas Jefferson thought that the Declaration should object to the slave trade and should support liberty for all people in the colonies.